It's a final warning on the work zone with Sister Valerie from the Medical Nutritional Institute. And our focus this week has been on insulin as it relates to our metabolic syndrome and, of course, our greater health. So, Sister Valerie, I've got to ask, what else can be done to manage insulin resistance?
Like we chatted about yesterday, lifestyle changes are very important in managing insulin resistance and the whole metabolic syndrome. So this is going to include eating correctly, which means adjusting both your calorie intake and restricting the foods that affect your blood sugar and your insulin levels. You also need to move more, so increase your physical activity, and you need to manage stress levels as effectively as possible. In addition to these measures, M&I offers Entagolin, a natural product formulated to combat insulin resistance.
Can I just rewind back and go to the foods that affect? So we spoke about the carbohydrates, and what other subcategories can one consider as foods that affect our insulin levels?
The simplest ones are your starches and your refined carbohydrates.
Okay.
They're going to have the biggest effect on insulin levels.
And how can Entagolin help with insulin resistance?
Entagolin contains a unique combination of natural ingredients. Each ingredient has been proven to be safe, effective, and very well tolerated.
Now, does your body's sugar level have to be abnormal before you start actually managing your insulin resistance?
It's so important to remember that insulin resistance can be present for a long time before your blood sugar actually starts to become affected. Your waist circumference is going to tell us about your risk, and it's a risk warning in itself. If your waist is above 88 centimeters a woman or above 102 centimeters as a man, you're probably already insulin resistant. You don't need to wait for the consequences of insulin resistance to appear before you start managing it. This is an excellent example of where prevention is most definitely better than cure. Insulin resistance can be managed.
Fantastic, Sister Valerie. It was a blast talking to you this entire week. And thank you so much for educating us on insulin resistance and, of course, metabolic syndrome and just overall living a healthier life. I'm going to get a tape measure. 88 is the golden number for me.
88 and 102 for guys.
There we go. That was Sister Valerie, a registered nurse with the Medical Nutritional Institute.